This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, October 19. Baptism. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. In the church, we have two sacraments given to us by Christ, baptism and the Lord's Supper, or Holy Communion. Baptism symbolizes the dying of our old sinful nature and its being buried with Christ, as well as our rising to new life in Christ. Just as we use water to wash our bodies, the waters of baptism represent the washing away of our sin by the blood of Jesus. And just as water is necessary for life, the water of baptism represents the new life we have in Christ through the Holy Spirit. In addition to these beautiful pictures, baptism stands as a sign and seal of God's faithfulness to his promises that salvation comes to all who repent and believe in Jesus. Though people are prone to break promises, God is not. Baptism assures us that we belong to the faithful God who has adopted us in Christ to be his children forever. Does baptism save us or guarantee our salvation? No. Baptism does not nullify the need for faith. But God guarantees us that if we trust in him, we will never be put to shame. And baptism is a glorious reminder and guarantor of that promise. In baptism, God declares that we belong to him and are part of his church and kingdom. His command is clear and simple. Trust me and live with me forever. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for the gift of baptism. Thank you for using baptism to signify that you claim us as your own. Help us to live with you in joy and faithfulness. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.